This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Danny McIntosh. And Danny is the mayor of the town of Burnsville, but he's with us in a different capacity for our program today. He's with us to talk about Hometown Hero Day.
Well, Steve, thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about Hometown Hero Day. My wife, Sharon, and I are attempting to celebrate a lot of our community heroes. We just wanted a day where everyone could come out and join on the square for some food, fun, fellowship, and a little entertainment. And this was a good time of year to do it around Memorial Day. We're going to celebrate those who serve our community and our country. This is going to include everyone we can think of. Everyone's being invited. Those folks with active military service and friends, family, and folks who have served, all veterans, of course, our firefighters, rescue, law enforcement, EMS, but it's not limited to that. There are a lot of heroes around. And you look at those in the schools, in the hospitals, with hospice, the March of Dimes, everywhere you see, they're heroes. And that's what we're going to do on that day, beginning with the parade at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. At 12 noon, at the beginning of our opening ceremony, we do have a flyover planned. Wes Stowers from Knoxville, Tennessee, has a T-6 Texan, which I'm sure a lot of folks will remember as being a World War II trainer plane.
Mm-hmm. How about speakers?
And we also have a speaker is a United States Navy retired ship's captain, Ken Durkee, and he'll be there to do a little speech about serving our country and that kind of thing. We have some items that I think a lot of folks should be interested in the silent auction. The most notable one, I believe, is a team poster from the Duke basketball team this year. It's been autographed by all the players. That's mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive. Also, everybody remembers Richard Petty. He was gracious enough to donate us a poster of his race car signed, autographed by him. Also, Tommy Bowden, the head football coach at Clemson, sent mm-hmm. a big orange Clemson flag with the tiger paw on it.
Really?
And gets autographed with a message on it celebrating our heroes. So those are some things folks will be able to bid on.
Mm-hmm. Now we also need some entertainment.
Oh, entertainment is great. The Front Porch Pickers from B-Log Elementary have been studying songs from the 1927 to 1953 time period, and they know some songs now from World War II era they're going to do. Also have the Griffith Chapel Choir, Gordon Higgins, Brian and Joy Girl and Lenny Ski may show up to do some things along our same line.
Why did you want to do this?
This was something that was initiated by my wife, Sharon, when she just wanted to celebrate those people who serve the community. And they come from all walks of life. We have heard stories from little children who selected their pastor as their hero, school children who have interviewed their grandparents who served in World War II. It's just amazing at how many heroes there are out there. It's just not limited mm-hmm. to those who serve in emergency situations. There are all sorts of heroes, and we hope to identify some of those and celebrate them on that day. And we want everybody to come out on Saturday and join with us.
Give us a phone number if somebody wants information about the event.
I can be called at 284-0108, or you can call us at home at 682-2365.
That's coming up Saturday, May 24th. It starts at 10 o'clock with all the activities, and it's probably run through most of the day, right?
It runs from about 10 in the morning until about 3.
We thank you for being with us. That's Danny McIntosh talking about Hometown Hero Day, Saturday, May 24th on the Burnsville Town Square. Come and enjoy. Again, those numbers, 284-0108 or 682-2365. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.